Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
And we're back with a Space Jam. This is Money Talks, our last segment, and I'm Teddy Parrish, joined by Mark Bendinelli, Nicholas Antonucci, and Troy Harmon, CFA. Mark has a CFA, too.
I do have a CFA, yeah. But I'm glad we didn't explore any more true facts about
small calves and puppies and kittens. I wanted to talk about Troy's stash.
And rainbow-flavored cats and whatever it is.
Rainbow-flavored cats?
What about those Hawks, man? Atlanta Hawks, hey.
Well, at this recording, we don't know yet.
Tonight's the night.
So maybe, hopefully.
Maybe not. Right. Well, Troy, there's a question that we got this week about floating rate notes.
Sure. Leo Ingram from Norcross wrote and asked, I heard the Treasury started issuing floating rate notes earlier this year. What are these, and when might an investor use them? Well, actually, Leo, January of 2014, the Treasury actually issued its first floating rate Treasury bond. It's the first time in 17 years that they've come out with a new product. The last one was the inflation protected.
It's been 17 years? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
But basically what you have here is a bond that if you buy them through treasury.gov, the rate adjusts daily based on their 13-week T-bill auction. So 13-week, if you think about it, it's very short maturity. You're going to have a very small yield at this point. Mm-hmm. Right now they're paying out around 0.08%, so 8 basis points. Now, you might think that's nothing, but if you compare that to a money market rate where mm-hmm. you're getting 1 basis point, you're actually going to do better. The good thing about a floating rate note is as interest rates increase, you will feel the effects of that increase because, as I say, the rate of the bond, the coupon rate, actually increases every reset. And the other thing is the price stays very close to par.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, you're going to have a bond that has a very low duration, which means that its price doesn't move a whole lot. And you're not going to make a whole lot of money, but better than a money market.
So
the only time
$8 on $10,000 right now.
You can actually buy an ETF now. I think iShares has a floating rate Treasury ETF. So if you're not going out and buying the individual bonds like it would be ideal. I mean, there is an opportunity to invest in something like this through an ETF.
Yeah. So if you're going to buy an ETF like that, you're probably going to get a little more risk than you will with a Treasury.
Sure. Will the rate go below the initial rate that it was?
Yeah. You can actually have a discount or a premium on this particular bond based on what the market does. But every time it resets, it's going to reset back to the par price. So, all things considered, you're going to have a very, like I said, stable money market-like investment. Right now, you can get a treasury that gives you more than some of the money markets that are out there. In fact, almost every tradable money market that I know of. Which is not the same money market that you'll find at your bank. But if you wanted to buy one of these, you can go to treasurydirect.gov. The problem that they've been saying has occurred is that there's so new that there's very limited liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little bit tough to find. But, again, you're not going to get the promise that they won't break the buck, but at the same time, very stable.
Yeah.
If they do break the buck, it'll be like 10 cents below.
Yeah, it's
or not 10 cents below, but like 1 cent below.
Yeah. Very minimal.
It is May, May 1st today as we record this, there's an old adage that comes out around this time people start bringing up, especially bears, people who want the market to go down.
How's that go? What's that adage?
Sell in May and go away.
Sell in May and go away.
Yeah.
It has another name too, though, right?
Yeah, it's a Halloween indicator.
Yeah.
Well, what we saw yesterday, I don't know. The Dow closed at an all-time record high, April 30th,
mm-hmm.
and the S&P is within about 0.5% of that all-time high.
Yeah.
So should investors follow that?
No.
No.
Yeah, I would not.
But I think we should put some...
Didn't work too well last year.
No.
In the last 2 years, it hasn't, but let's put some perspective on why they say this. over the last 60-plus years, the Dow has posted an average gain of 0.3% mm-hmm. between May and October versus about 7.5% in all the other 6 months. Mm-hmm. Going back to the Dow's creation in 1896, the market has posted about a 5.5% annualized gain during the winter months and about 2% during the whole sell and may go away period.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Numbers don't lie. I mean, that's clearly statistically significant.
But that's not to say that everything goes down, right? There's got to be a bright spot in there.
Yeah, there are a few industries that have tended to do better mm-hmm. in this period. It's Pepsi, Coke, other food companies, maybe like a Conagra or Kraft Foods or whatever it is now, Mondelez International. Multimedia companies such as Disney or Comcast have done well. Maybe it's Disney with the movies and the theme parks, mm-hmm. and people get excited about that. Or retailers such as Home Depot, where people are putting more money into their houses.
Sure.
People do a lot more activity. And the utilities do better. I guess it's one of those because the market doesn't do that well. Utilities tend to stand up at that point. Mm-hmm. So Southern Company, AGL Resources.
Oh, yeah.
People got to cool the house.
Air. That's yep. right. Yeah. Keep the air going. So basically, it tells me that we eat, watch movies, fix our house, all in the air conditioning in the summertime, and that's where you should invest.
That is exactly what you should do.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure that I got that right.
And the reason we don't subscribe to this is
long-term
because timing
investors.
The market like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much. What are you going to do? You're going to sell after last year's 30% increase and pay a bunch of tax on it? That'd be mm-hmm. crazy.
Exactly. And we're not telling you to be a bunch of market timers. Just there is some numbers yeah. behind this.
Yeah,
that's true. You're going to hear a lot about it.
We also have some numbers as to why not yeah. to try to time the market like yeah, that. We have this this spreadsheet or this illustration that we use that you're missing 40 out of the 1,044 months of investing from 1926 to 2012 really hurts your performance. A dollar mm-hmm. invested yep. in 1926 and missing 40 months, the best months, would only net you $20.36, including those 40 months, is $3,532.
That's quite a difference.
Dollars. Yep. That's huge. So.
Yep.
Now, if only you could miss the 40 worst months, then you'd be really rich.
Yeah, I am not talking about it right.
Yeah.
So we've got a question about stock recommendations from the financial media, right? And they ask about Jim Cramer specifically. What do you make of financial media recommending stocks?
Are you going to start screaming, he knows nothing?
Sell. Well, you know, occasionally I'm one of those guys.
Oh, okay.
But
that's where you're the expert.
So I guess first and foremost, I mean, you got to look who you're getting a recommendation from, their background, you know. Look at their credentials. Have they managed money before? Do they manage money now?
Jim Cramer's got 3,000 stocks floating around his head.
Yeah. Well, you bring up a good point, how frequently they make these recommendations. Are you really going to invest?
That's
that
a part
frequently?
Of it. That's a huge part of it.
Yep.
I mean, does he take in the cost of that type of management into consideration?
Sure.
No, he doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't.
I'm sure you're right.
How much due diligence can he really do on a stock?
Yeah, and his philosophy is pretty elusive. I mean, he talks about best of breed stocks, but we like that
sure.
talk. But
yes.
the problem is he holds them his 30-day window, if that. You know, so I would say be cautious. You know, their opinions change on a dime. His opinions change on a dime. And the most important thing you can get from Jim Cramer is mostly entertainment.
Yeah, well, that's true. And he says that that's all he's really about. But he really does try to help people make money.
And there are some articles floating around on the web, one from CBS that says, you know, if you look at his returns in 2011, 2012, and last year, they lag the market.
Yeah. You know? I know there's a lot of folks that track Cramer and his record, and that's probably the biggest knock against him is you know the sheer quantity of what he does. It's you can't trade like that unless you're a day trader for sure.
Yeah. So what do you think about next week, the employment data tomorrow? I know we've got like 25 seconds left.
Well, I think the market will be up.
I'll say down.
Wow, that's our guy.
Yeah, up this week. I don't know that it's going to be up again next week. I'm saying down as well.
Sideways.
Wow.
It's Money Talks. Have a great weekend.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.